Case number 12,351, Robert and Charlotte DeFebo seek variances from the side yard setback and rear yard setback requirements for existing structures. Section 115-42, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Charlotte Cove, approximately 511 feet northwest of Cedar Neck Road. The 911 address is 38141 Charlotte Cove, Ocean View. The zoning district is GR, tax parcel District 134, map 13, parcel 62. The applicant is requesting a 0.3-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard setback and a 0.2-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for an existing garage. There was zero letters of support, there was one letter of objection, no mail returns. The letter of objection from the adjoining property owner raised objections on the grounds that the property is large enough, no variances are required, should be required, that the requester could have built closer to the main dwelling to avoid any encroachment, and the property is on public water, so there are no wells or other features that might inhibit building closer to the main dwelling. And I would also like to note that this application had at one time been considered through our administrative variance process, but due to the objection, it had to come to the board.
And that process allows for the variances is small enough that they can ask for administrative approval, but if there's any opposition that then submits it, then it comes to you all for review. Good evening, can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Charlotte DeFebo, 38141 Charlotte Cove.
Sir?
Robert DeFebo, 38141 Charlotte's Cove, Ocean View, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. This is the latest I've been up in a long while. You guys really have a late evening. This property we've been on, we bought in 1982, and we lived there for 10 years and enjoyed it. And then in 1992, we decided to tear the old little bungalow down and redo it. And we stayed within the same footprint. That decking is the same, that area where it says on the other end, that far end, that's the same, that was there since the 1940s. So with much consideration and thought, we wanted to build this garage, because when we built the house, it has no basement, it has no attic to store. So we need storage space, and we need room for our cars. So we positioned it there because we felt that was in alignment with the rest of the property that's been there since 1940s, that original bungalow was there. And, you know, it was brought to our attention that they thought we could bring it forward, but if we bring it forward, it would be to the front of the house, that we had other room. We, you know, that wasn't a consideration for us. We brought a surveyor in, we found which we thought was a reputable, reliable builder, and we depended on the builder to build where the markings were for the survey.
They did give us our 2 points, you know, for 10-foot on the property line, and the point where to put the corner on here. Apparently what he did...
Just got twisted a little.
Yes, what he probably did is put it on the other side of his line, instead of being exactly in the middle. He probably, I think it's an inch and a half or 2 inches off or something like that.
Who was the builder?
DeShields Builder.
And he's got a good reputation. I mean, we looked really heavily into him, you know.
I mean, it was never intentionally something that we would have done.
The 10-foot, we thought we were no problem. And then where it ended up, it was going to be 40 feet. Our well is right there. We don't have water, you know, we have well water, so...
Where is that on here, the well?
Is this not showing?
Yeah, it's not showing the improvement yet. So that well sits right in here.
Right there.
And where's the new structure?
So the new structure is right here.
Right here.
And this is a garage, so you come here, and you, this is the driveway, and so you go into the garage, one existing small garage that we put in when we built the house. This well is like right in here.
So we couldn't go.
We couldn't go. We have 11 inches, or 11 feet.
Where's the new garage?
The new garage is right here.
Can I show her this?
I have it.
Oh, you have it.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, the new garage is right here. It's right, so this driveway goes right to the new garage.
Right to the garage.
So there's really, I mean, if we put the garage, if we put the new garage up here, it would have been in front of the home. There's property here. I think, you know.
I'm familiar with the property.
You are familiar. I think if we didn't stand on this footprint, and we brought, years ago in 1992, brought it all forward, then, you know, we would have had all of this, but we not, we didn't realize that we weren't going to have this back area, you know, from the state with the Assawamish. We lost 13 feet there.
What happened was.
We don't own the bank of the Assawamish.
We don't. Well, we 10 feet, another 13 feet was taken after we moved in, because there is an original monument there from when we first bought that property.
And what they did when Simpler came in, what he told me, that they went by a satellite, because we had a survey probably 6 to 7 times every time we went ahead and get a loan. And what happened was they did the satellite, and they took 13 feet. But they actually said they didn't take 13 feet.
It always belonged to the state.
It always belonged to the state.
But when we bought there initially.
It belonged to the federal government first.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because the Assawamish Canal is hand dug. So you have never owned the bank of the canal.
Yeah, well, I think that when we bought the property, it was under the, we were, yeah, it went to the monument, but it didn't go to the monument.
Yeah. But that's, so this drawing to me looks backwards. But maybe I'm looking at the house wrong, because in our drawing it says there's a garage here. Am I looking at it wrong?
The North Arrow is going to.
They put the word garage on there.
That was a clam house. That was an original seafood takeout, clams.
Back in the 40s.
40s. And that's, they put garage on there, I don't know why they put
and,
garage.
And it's really not a garage, it's
just a door. I got you, now we're square. Okay.
That says the word
so
clear.
The existing garage is part of the house structure.
Yes.
Over here.
Mm-hmm.
I gotcha. Okay.
I think there may have been some hard feelings this past winter. When that was built, our contractor that did the site work pulled up on our neighbor's property, and I would believe my husband apologized. There were some ruts. It was extremely rainy season, and my husband went out there, and this huge truck was on the adjacent undeveloped property next door, and I think we have created some hard feelings there, so.
But I filled all the ruts up. I did everything, and I tore up it, so, you know, so there was no question in my mind about that. We feel like because of the 13 feet, I had it all done. You know what I mean? I was ready to build from that 13 feet inward, you know? And then when Simples came in and said, we made a mistake, and they came back and they resurveyed it again. They said, you lost 13 feet.
From the rear.
From the rear. So we went, I asked them for the points, and we adjusted and came right to our driveway. So we had the builder, we had the surveyor, we did everything, you know, permits and everything done the way it's supposed to be done, you know?
If we moved it closer to the house,
would have been
our
into the well
is right there.
Yeah, would have been. It's right to the well. God forbid if the well goes bad, they couldn't bring the truck in and, you know, get into it. So we're right maximum. Did you need to read anything in this there?
So do we have to go over any of
this? That
for you? You should convince
okay.
us
all right.
that
okay.
you meet that criteria.
Okay.
So it is, it's a lot that is not square, it's not rectangular, it's an unusual lot. So we feel that, you know, that we have challenges there if we want to do something with it. We're probably maxed out now, you know, there's probably nothing else that we could do there. As far as, the circumstances is that
The well is located there.
The well is located there.
So I couldn't go any further.
We did rely on the builder and the surveyor to place the garage within the setbacks. And, you know, this has been a hassle for us. We didn't want to cause hard feelings with our neighbors. We would never intentionally do anything like that. That's why we had a surveyor and a reputable builder. We do have a neighbor that has a garage like that on the other side of us, to the left, and it's twice the size of what we have. And no one seemed to mind that. I didn't, when he, you know, built that, I didn't mind.
He must have conformed to the setbacks.
Mm-hmm. He did.
He did.
Yes. And then the minimum variance, I don't quite, you know, I guess we wouldn't have, again, it's the well, considering the well, and then we wouldn't have room to pass to get to the backyard if we moved it over.
I believe if he put the point where he was supposed to be, I don't think we'd be standing here right now. Mm-hmm. But I think we're an inch and a half on one side, you know, the government side, and 2.5 inches on the other side. So we're here to say, you know, don't let me cut the corner down to, you know, that's what I'm asking you. That's all I got.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Is there anyone here in favor of the application?
No.
Is there anyone here in opposition of the application?
Sure.
Ma'am, would you like to speak?
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Esco Sears, Kensington, Maryland.
And your address?
3721 Emily Street.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Are you the adjoining property owner? Would you show us on the map where your property is? Okay, thank you.
I'd like to say first that it pains me to be here. I have no issues with my neighbors. And I have no ill feelings for any threat thing that was a non-issue. My only concern is for any variances that were requested, because the property is no uniqueness to it. It's 3/4 acre. It's a plenty big size property. There's plenty enough room that they could have erred on the side of caution and shifted it over slightly. If there is a well, my property has already been prepaid for connection to the county, you know, the regular water. I'm not on a well, so I'm surprised if that house is on a well. The new construction, it was put on a slab, and so if there was any kind of well, if it's, they're using it or not using it, I mean, I don't see any wells when I look on there. But if there is a well, if it's operative, I don't know, but it seems like there should have been enough.
Let's stick to the facts, because well water and public water, you do have the opportunity to opt out.
Well,
so you don't have to connect. You don't have to be in a water district because you have water service rights.
Right.
So
my only point to that was, if we're talking 3.3 feet, you know, that they're saying it's 2.5 inches, they should have been able to err, you know, at least a foot or more and not hit any kind of well structure. There's plenty of room for that. And also,
Do you know that to be a fact?
No, I'm just from looking, you know, doing the Google Earth and searching around like that, and there's nothing obvious.
It does not have to be above ground.
Okay. Then I don't know that for a fact then. But I know in the past I've been asked if they can build closer to, you know, right on the property line, and I've verbally said no, I don't want that, because I don't want to be restricted from any kind of future development on my property.
Is there anything built on your property?
No,
now?
Right now it's just vacant right now. But I have in the past had Well, let me back up a minute. If there is approval for this variance, what my biggest concern is I don't want that to inhibit anything that I do on my properties, you know, because of the setbacks that they are given. I don't want it to mess up anything that I'm going to be able to do on my properties. Like, for example, I in the past, I have a permit to build a fence around the entire, on the property line, the entire perimeter. I don't know, does that affect, you know, whether I can do anything like that?
This is not something where there's a separation distance that is an issue like we would see in a mobile home park.
I'm sorry?
This is not something where we'd see a separation distance issue like we would see in a mobile home park. If they had built a garage of 600 square feet or less, they could actually be 5 feet from your property line. It's because it is a larger structure than that, that they have to be 10 feet. And what they're seeking for is to be 0.2 feet from your property line, so approximately 2 inches or less.
2.5.
From your property line.
Yeah. And that brings me to another point, too.
From your property line, but into the setback area.
Right.
So instead of being 10 right. feet from your property line, they would be 9.8 feet.
Right.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Just make sure you understood that.
Yes. The structure was already built, and when I saw it under construction, when they were just putting the cement down, I called the county just to see if a variance was requested, because at the time it looked pretty close to the property line, and I was told at the time, that was March 4th, I believe, I was told at the time it was a new permit that was given, and no, there was no variances requested at the time. And at that time, I asked them to come out because it looked like it was pretty close to me, to the property line. But they said they can't come out until it's actually up so they can measure whatever. So during the process of the construction, there was a lot of clearing of the along the property line and the whole area. So I'm not able to find my property, the boundary corner anymore. So it's kind of hard to even, you know, tell if the person that came out, I hope they had one of those metal detectors, you know, to find it, because the marker that was clearly marked in the past is no longer there. It's all cleared, and they brought in fill dirt. They cut down the trees and, you know, kind of bulldozed everything over to my side. I have no issues with that, but my biggest concern is whether or not I'm going to be inhibited in the future. It should not have even happened to begin with. And I guess that's all I have to say right now.
Thank you. Is there any questions?
Thank you.
Thank okay. you very much.
Thank you.
If there are no other questions, I will close the...
Just one clarification. So we're talking about 0.3 of a foot from the rear, and we're talking about 0.2 of a foot on the side. Mm-hmm. My math gets me 2.4 inches and 3.6.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah.
And that's also for corners of it. It's not the entire width or the depth of the structure. If you look at it, it is angled, so it's the closest point. So it's not as though the entire rear of the structure needs that variance. It's just the actual small point. Same thing on the side.
Well, the question I have are these other circles that were not here for a variance, but did they get variances before? I mean, the clam house, it's clearly non-conforming because I know it was there forever.
So although we've identified and circled them, we haven't included those for the dwelling.
We think it was over. Why we're here, should we?
If we've advertised rear as well, then we could, for completeness.
If I could finish before we move on to that. Mm-hmm. So then, had the contractor turned the garage that much, we'd be in compliance on both side and rear.
Well, it was the surveyor that laid it out, is that correct?
Correct.
I'm assuming that the surveyor was correct, and, but that the contractor was off according to the final.
So yeah, if it were moved by those amounts, then yes, it would be in compliance.
You would, okay.
And rotating could achieve the same aim, yeah.
Thank you.
Can we do them all?
Sure, we're just looking at the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 circle. It has been advertised as side and rear. And for rear yard setback requirements for existing structures. So if the board so chose, we could for completeness.
All those other for existing?
We know the COs were issued on those.
Mm-hmm. So, it looks like, I mean,
92.
I think that was a question, was if COs had been issued, in which case those variances would not be needed. But looking at the one that says 8.9, for instance, I'm not even sure that would be needed because it could project. Am I correct on that? That's the steps?
The steps.
So there wouldn't be a variance needed for those, correct? And then the old clam house, the one that says garage, those are predate. Now, we've done in the past to clean up on nonconformities where variances are issued to clean that up. So the board could issue that if they wished, but as far as the dwelling, if a CO is issued, that can be handled, I believe, through the administrative process. But certainly the board could grant those too. We've advertised for all, you know.
So did you want us to list those in addition to those that we originally introduced for completeness?
I think so.
Yes.
Okay, so the original, you want to read out the original ones, Jenny?
The original was 0.3 feet variance from the required 10-foot rear yard and a 0.2 foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard for an existing garage.
So in addition to that, we need the, as we count the overhang, we need 2 or 4 for the opposite side. So, and that's a garage that's under, so the garage is under 600, so maybe 5 feet. So we need a 3.5 foot variance from the 5 foot side yard, a 3.3 foot variance from the side yard, a further 3.3 foot variance from the side yard, and a 3.7 foot variance from the side yard. So there's 4 in total on the opposite side.
And you could do the dwelling as well.
So the dwelling
be 1.3.
Is correct. 1.3 from the required 10-foot rear yard, and a 1.1 from the required 10-foot rear yard for the steps. So for a total of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Steps don't need it because they can project.
It's true, actually. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 variances in total.
Can I say something?
Sure.
What you're talking about is...
Please come forward, sir.
I'm sorry. What you're talking about is the other points.
Mm-hmm.
When they went and got the survey, you know, to put the porch on, which you're looking at, they went by that old 13.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So they got their permit,
mm-hmm.
and they went by that. And if you go by that, everything's in compliance.
But we're cleaning it up tonight.
Yeah. Oh.
They're just trying to keep the record more clear.
I would like to say something to the lady that was in opposition. So they hired a contractor, and we've seen this before. They hired a surveyor, and the surveyor did not turn the building correctly. And then when the builder came to lay it out, he moved his points off just a smidgen. And that's why we're here tonight. But this will no way affect what you want to do on your property. I feel certain and can assure you of that. So I appreciate you coming forward, you know, to voice your opinion, but I also want you to feel that, you know, it's only inches, and it's not the whole building. It's just two corners.
Assuming the survey is done correctly.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And with the canal, you know, I grew up there. My parents had the lot all the way at the end. And I know that you don't own the bank. You know, there is a right-of-way there. So it is a unique piece of property. So for whatever that's worth, I kind of wanted to try and put your mind at ease. Is there any other questions? Did I close the public hearing?
Yes.
I don't think I did. I would like to close the public hearing, and I will entertain a motion.
Ms. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12351 for Robert and Charlotte DeFebo. I believe they met all criteria required to grant a variance.
And a second?
I'll second that. Second with a question?
Or question?
We're covering seven.
Seven variances talking to
issues tonight, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
Yep. Mr. Carson?
Voting yes for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Yes for the reasons.
Mr. Williamson?
Yes for the reasons.
And I too for the reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, this application is approved.